כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
Started at the Turfway, North West London, Friday, second day of Chol HaMoed, 24th September, 18th of Tishri, Rabbi Doni Oro, Koheles, Part 2. This week's Turfway is sponsored by Family Green, Ben Nishmas, Dalia Rivka, Leah Sholem Bas, Yibod Lachayim Zev, Ramosha, Zev, El Chonon. This Yatzad is on Simchas Torah.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay. So, just a very brief recap. Do we have half an hour? What sort of timing for this? Half an hour. Manchester, they gave it 25 minutes. I lost 5 minutes. Okay, fine, good. It's a different topic anyway. So just a very brief recap of where we were in Koheles. We noticed that Sefer Koheles, according to Chazal, is written at the point of a low point, starts at a low point of Shlomo HaMelech Tzedakah. It starts after the Gemara in Gittin, so after he's released Ashmedai, and it's taken over his Malchus. And the Maharal says that's not the way, the simple way of learning the Gemara is there's an apparition, there's kind of a fake Shlomo HaMelech on the throne. That's actually not what's going on, it's all happening inside his head, i.e., he's been taken over. So physically, it's the same Guf sitting on the Malchus, but it's not really Shlomo HaMelech anymore. And the part that he writes in Koheles are his flashes, his moment of clarity. They're Kuloi Torah. As we saw, the Gemara was not sure whether the beginning of Sefer Koheles actually comes from the world of his Torah state of mind, or Chas Shalom not. But the Kamash Malon is actually, every single part of Koheles is written from the clarity of his Yetzer Tov and clarity perspective, even though there may be only a small amount of that now, Penny literally ruling over his stick at this stage. When it comes to any national issues, even Yerushalayim issues, the other part of his brain just takes over. The Yetzirah has a hold of, and Ashmedai has a hold of, and everything has a hold of. And he can see, and that's what's bothering him. And he feels the opening of the faith of the first two brachim, as we saw, are really dealing with this Ma'yisun Adam. How do you solve? He's wanted to solve the problem of Inyan Ra, of the matter of evil in the world. He'd wanted to release his lathe to know both Chochma and Das on the one hand, and whenever he talks about the Yetzirah, he talks about the Sichlus or Ksil, the stupidity and the foolishness on the other hand, and that had been a mistake that had nearly destroyed him. And what we saw last time is the beginning of his pathway to Tikkun, because his olds go back in his mind, letting his lathe, Lassura, to try to wander around and remember the Barnisidi bottom, I built the Beis HaMikdash and I built all these things, actually only made matters worse for him, because now he felt the total depression of the complete failure of my Yisra'na Adam, yes, he understands the Malam and Hashemesh is a Yisra'im, but here I don't see a Yisra'im. And this, by the way, is the topic of the entire Sefer. One very important thing to realize is that he's not questioning the idea there might be an Olam Haba in the sense of some Olam and Hashemesh somewhere there where the Chav Oynish. That's not his issue. His issue is what's the point of our life here. But anyway, what we saw is like this, and we saw that even when he then has clear insight into things, like he knows the difference between Chochmah and Sichlus is Ka'orim and Achoshach, is light and day, but when he sees it in his heart, V'ra'isi ani belibi, that's always where things are going to go wrong. And then he says, no, there is no difference. So the fact that he can see something in his head is clear, in his lathe, where he is right now, he has no way of working things out. And his lathe is, as we see now, being torn in two directions. The beginning of the turning point starts right at the end of the second parak, where we see this pasuk, which, by the way, appears 8 times in Sefer Koheles in one form or another, always slightly different, and each time Rashi is mefarish it differently. If you track every time a pasuk comes where he talks about something like Ein Tov Ba'adam She'yechol, is it not good that human should eat and drink and heres nafsho tov ba'amalei, right? You watch all those times the pasukim appear and learn the Rashi's. We don't have time to do this right now. You'll see Rashi each time from Farish it slightly differently. And if you're really careful, you'll see the wording in the psukim is slightly different each time as well. And the context is different. So the theme, but it's constantly the theme he'll keep coming back to. Start with HaKaras HaToyv. Start with the fact you can eat and drink. Start with that. V'mevorach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you're alerted to that, then Heres Nafshoi. Then you can show the soul. You can start to show yourself more good. Right? You can start to notice, hey, Pekei HaChivrim, I can actually see. That's something to have simcha over. And be mevarach Hashem. I have clothing and all the brachas that we do every morning. And then Ba'amole can actually see that even the work itself can be good. And Gam Zoyra Isi Anikim Yadra Elekim. He's not used the word Elekim in the Sefer except when he articulated his original project of the Inyan Ran Osan Elakim Levei Adam Lanasbo. What is this matter of evil that we can't get rid of? That was the project which led him then to release Ashmedai and go astray, and get almost destroyed. But now he's brought back the name Elakim. And that Akora Satoyev leads him immediately to one of the two pillars of the Sefer. All the way through, he's going to struggle between two poles, and he's going to work out how to bring them together. Hakara Satoyev on the one hand, which leads always to Bitochen. The reason is this. Once a person's in a very down state, they live in self-pity, but it's all ultimately about them. Once a person can break out and be Makir Tov and realize how much bracha they have, they start to be able to put a Kaddish Baruch Hu towards the center and let go of trying to control everything. And that starts as famous, all the aces at the beginning of the third parak. A calls man, but ace, the chol chayfet tachas ha-shamayim, there's an ace la-ledef, ace la-mus, ace la-tas, ace la-kanatua. Right, in other words, I'm not here to change, we're not going to change the balance of Masa Bereishis. A Kaddish Baruch is running it, there's times for this, there's times for this, and we just have to let everything go. And he actually then says, Ma yisona oisa basha omo, but his question's changed in the earlier, it's no longer what's the purpose of humanity, but do we ever impact anything in acts we do? It's still a question. But he says, "We're easy in Yeshua, not in the kingdom of the Lamis." By listen to this, he begins an early kind of answer to his earlier question. But I'm not going to go through everything inside here because there's a lot of backwards and forwards. But in essence, where he gets to with this world of Hakaras HaTov and this world of Bitochen, this world of trusting Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is he gets to a point where he can understand that I don't need to understand everything, and he can understand that it's a mighty nibelibi now. He gets to the point where he's seen, even though he could see Mekoma Mishpat Shama Rasha, Mekoma Tadek Shama Rasha, this is Pasuk Tes Zayin, even though things don't look the way they should, I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. And now he feels ready to be Masake in his lathe. So on Maritani Pasuk Yud Zayin, I said, Maritani Believe, and I start talking to my lathe, and I said, as a Tzadik, as a Rosh Yishpat Elakim, don't worry, even if things don't look good now, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring justice. He's so confident that this is the solution, B'tochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKoras HaToiv, that he's willing to now enter this idea into his lathe, thinking this will be Masak in it. Now, it doesn't work. And it doesn't work for two reasons. The first reason is the very next pasuk, Amarati Ani Belibi. Now his heart responds, basically. He tried to put something positive in his heart, but his heart's still got two sides over here. Our dibras bnei adam levarom ha'elakim v'liro shein behema hema lahem. In that case, we're not different to animals. Shkoyach, so we do nothing. We have no impact on the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. We can't see what's going on. We basically do nothing. We achieve nothing. Mikra bnei adam, mikra behema, mikra echad lahem. Humans and animals are all the same. Moiseh ke moiseh, ruach echad lakol, moiseh adam min ha'behema oyin ke kol havel. Right, what's the big difference then with an animal? That's what his lady is responding. So now that doesn't actually destroy him because he says, okay, fine. So now he hasn't succeeded in being kovash and conquering the negative drives, but they don't conquer him either because he knows once again at the end of the parak, for isi ki ein tov masha yismach adam b'masav ki uchal koi ki mi aviena lirois b'meya masha yachav. I don't know what's going to be afterwards, but I'll just be happy with what I'm doing. By the way, I tell you a great remez that they bring some of the farshim. Again, I'm not going to have time now to take you through this. But when you go through Koheles yourself, as a Shema Shabbos, notice every time the word ma appears as a question, what? The answer is Adam, the complete human being. Right? Ma Yisrael Adam. What's the benefit? Becoming a Shalem Adam. Always. And every time the word me appears in the Sefer, who? It is, the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma is Gematria Adam. Me is Gematria Nun, the Nun Shari Bina. And when you see them, you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is just one example. You'll see with me oderuch bnei adam oilahilamala. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows, right? You can literally substitute the word Hakadosh Baruch Hu instead of me, and you'll see the same thing. Reza etc. Ki me aviyana lerois. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bring him to see the meisha yachav. Just go through the whole sefer and you'll see it. It's one of those beautiful insights. Once you've seen it, it is mahapach the whole sefer. Anyway, I'm not going to go through that now. The point is this. So in other words, at this point, the bitachon has got him to the point where he is not strong enough then to be kovish his doubts and but it is strong enough that it can't beat him either. So there's now some kind of equilibrium over here. But then comes the real knockout that tells him this cannot be the whole answer. Error means it's happening in his head. It's not in his heart. And he realizes that even hashkafically it's not correct yet. Why? Because you can't just sit back and say betochen, 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 because there's a problem. Beginning of Perek Dalet. What about all the humans who are suffering? I'm going to just betochen. Some oni comes, sits with me. Don't worry, I have betochen. I think it's the Briskerov that says, or somebody says that, you know, everything in the world has its mockum, even clear and happy choruses. Why? Because you can have betochen for yourself, not for somebody else who's suffering. But he says, yes, it's very nice of me to sit back and be makito. It's very nice of me to say, I'm not going to be a sack in the world. What am I going to do with people crying out there? Ein lahem menachem. And especially, the Kodesh Baruch has pushed them down. I don't know, maybe I could have betochen. But what about when a human pushes another one down? Right? And he made dimas ashikam. I'm watching tears flowing down, people crying. So it can't be enough for me to just sit there and say, look, I don't really know the difference in me and, you know, whatever, and I'll just sit there and watch everything passively, and that calls man vais, etc. But now he realizes this dissatisfaction, this is your soid all the way through Kala. Every question he asks is the opening to the next level of depth. And often what he does is he then refines the question. And in refining the question, it's a mafteach to the next sukkim that are going to come afterwards. Again, I'm moving quickly. These are things you can iron further, especially look at Gemaras and Midrashim. The quote these sukkim, you'll see what I'm saying, where I'm flowing it through, but that's what you'll see. Now, basically, what he then does in the next few sukkim is he traces the root of human suffering. And overtly in the sukkim, he traces it to jealousy, right? Kinas ish, where he talks about the jealousy of humans against each other. But if you're listening very carefully, he uses many, many words to take us back to Gan Eden and to the mice of Cain and Hevel, and even possibly before them, the Chet of Adam Rishon. Shabeach Hazaniya, so Mesim Shekvar Mesim in Achaim Hashem Achaim Adeno. You have the word Eden appears here. Right? That those better the dead than those who, right, who've lived. Still, the Toi B'Shneim Asher Aden Loihaya. Twice in two Pesukim, you have the word for Gan Eden. Right, those who were in Gan Eden yet have not yet seen what's happening in the world. The jealousy of a person from a friend. There's a Vilna Gaon in that Kedama that talks out of the kina is losh and kain. Gamza hevel usrach. So you got kain and hevel in the same pasuk as well. Hevel makes his way all the way through the sefer. Right. Now I'll tell you the significance. By the way, the story, those of you remember the story with Cain and Lamech and so on, you'll see what, I'm not going to go through all the stories here. But then he goes, Shabteni v'era Hevel Techas Hashem. So I look at Hevel under the sun. Yesh echad ve'ein sheni. There's one and there aren't two. What does it mean? There's one and there were supposed to be two. There's supposed to be Cain and Hevel, but Hevel's now dead. There's only one and not two. Gambein v'och ein lo. He doesn't have his son. He doesn't have a brother. Now you see what's going on? This is all remolding to the story of Cain and Hevel and to the story of Now, why is that significant? Because what Shlomo Melech is saying is, when I look at suffering in the world, and the solution isn't for me to try and solve the world's problems, because I tried that and it didn't work. I tried to push beyond the boundaries. I was so committed. Shlomo Melech tried to bring Moshiach. He tried to be Moshiach. He was Moshiach Ben David. That's who he was, and that's what he was meant to do. And he had tried really hard, and he'd not succeeded. And you see, that won't work, but I can't just sit back and have betochen and just wait for God to do everything either because there's people suffering and crying and therefore I'm demanded to do something. So let me get to the shayrish. The shayrish is jealousy. The shayrish is self-centeredness. The shayrish of the chet of Adam Arishan is seeing the world through our eyes. Like I think we once learned together the Rambam, if we didn't, it's the Rambam in the second parak of the Moira, where we see the world through our eyes and we, you know, the tipokachna in Eishnechem, the eyes of both of you will be opened, right? That's what happened. You'll be like God, you'll decide what's good and bad in the world. That's the shayrish of all the disaster in the world. So what's the answer? There's two answers. And this is a huge turning point in the Sefer. In fact, it soon turns from speaking the past tense to the present. First of all, Cain and Hevel, they were supposed to work together. Jealousy killed them and killed the world. But more than that, the whole chet of Adam Arishan is see the world through my eyes only. I've got to learn to see the world through your eyes. It means I can't do it myself. The way to be mesakeh in the world is to help Tov Mashnayim, wherever you are, is to bring people together, bring relationships together. Tov Mashnayim and Echad. And he goes on and talks about the milas of Shnayim for several Pesukim, and ends with the famous words, Chotam Ashur Shleim Heri Yenoth. If you get three, then you're really going to rectify things. So one is the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, bringing things together. the second, and then he actually says, Toby had a misgame chacham, melech zakein v'ksil, ashaleh, he begins to start to recognize the difference between, you could be a melech zakein, you could be an old king Shlomo melech, but if you let foolishness in, you're worse than, you know, he's beginning, and he talks about how the beis asomi otzinlech, from the prison he came to rule, this is also my Ashmadai, who he had imprisoned, who now goes out to rule, etc. Gamachos Moled Rosh. Anyway, he starts to say all this. And then he says, after describing himself and his downfall, what's happened at this stage? What's happened is now he's recognized I need two, I need three. What's happened is, the Gemara in Gittin tells us, there's a moment where he goes to the Sanhedrin. He realizes he can't get out of this himself. And he goes to them and says, that king on the throne over there is fake. He's an imposter. And of course, the Fida Maharal, what he's saying is, when I sit on the throne, my brain has taken over and it's not me. I need your help. I can't do this and I can't get out of this terrible stuff going on in my head right now. It's not Shlomo Melech. It might be my goof sitting up there, but it's not me. And they eventually avoid it and they discover and they find and they start to help him get rid of all this. And listen to what he then says next. The second tikkun, of course, has got to be Ben Adon Aroko. Got to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says, Shmor Raglecha Kasher Teilech HaBeis HaLekim. Be careful with your legs as you get close to the house of God. Now, of course, the Beis HaLekim is the house he built, the Beis HaMikdash. The Kar B'Shmoy Mitesh HaKsilim Zavach Geinam Yodim La'asai Yisrael, etc. Then he says, the way the Goyim divided the Perek, they actually put a Perek in between these Pesukim. So ignore it. But it carries flowing into Perek Hay. Although, I should actually add, Dafkin and Kahelas, the Midrashim, do divide this. So there may be more to it. But okay. There's a whole bunch of interesting psukim that emerge around here. Things like, for example, when you make it a ned, things you would normally think are good, like rushing to the base of Elikim, to the base of be slow, don't do it too quickly. Making the Dorim, like, don't delay paying a neder, but then actually better not to make nedarim at all than to make a neder not pay, which sounds very straightforward, except this leads to machlokes in the Gemara as to whether it's actually better to not make nedarim at all. Shittas Reb Meir, I think it is, it's better never to make nedarim at all, and the question is why. Surely it's best to make the neder and fulfill it. But he learns from here, no. And in fact, the very next pasuk says, don't let your mouth make your flesh sin. Don't say before the malach, that it is a shogeg. Right? This is where the Gemara in Chagiga learns that all of these psukim come true. All of these mistakes come true with an individual in history called Acher. Isha ben Avoya goes off and loses his chelik in Olam Haba. And what happened was that he was looking at different midrashim and different gemaras of exactly what took him off. As a Yerushalmi, a Bavli, but it's always the same theme. He saw things wrong in the world. Same as it bothered Shlomo Melech. He saw whether it was chutzpah Samaturgaman's tongue being cut off and being dragged to the street, or whether it was he saw a child going up and doing Shiloh HaKan and honoring his parents, and the man, Arach Yomim, and Noah Arichas Yomim dies on the way down. He sees something unjust in the world, and it throws him. It throws him. By the way, the Medrash in Rus Rabbah says that the real root was that his mother had eaten treif while he was pregnant, she was pregnant with him, and the Nochash has got into him. So this goes also back to Gan Eden. But either way, same problem with Shlomo Melech. He sees things, the world doesn't make sense. And another version, he goes up to Shemayim and he sees the Malach writing one thing, but it's not working this way in this world. He sees discrepancy between the way the world should be and the way it is. And this leads him to say there must be Shtei Rishuyot, and it leads him all astray. So Shlomo Melech says, don't be too quick when you walk into this world. You're going to the Beis HaLakim, whether you're walking to the Beis HaMikdash, whether you're walking, the Rambam says, he's talking about Maisa Merkava over here, the Paradise, whether you're walking to the Abinah, whether you're going to the depths of understanding reality, you have to go very slowly. Because you have to understand that what you're going to see won't make sense to you. And you have to understand that you need to know where not to go, and you need to, the Rambam has a whole arichas in the fifth book of the Maon Avuchim about this. But a person needs to understand ultimately, because we're steeped with the chait of Olam Rishon, because somewhere deep inside us, we do have this v'yisem kelekim. Because of this, what ends up happening is we always think of ourselves as the God of creation. And what we do subconsciously is we project our rotzon onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're not even conscious we're doing this. We keep, if Hashem's going to make the world the way we think it should be, we start to doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's going on. So it doesn't matter how great you are, this can happen on a very abstract, very deep level. In fact, the Rambam says the gadlus of Moshe Rabbeinu is the fact that he couldn't look at the snap. Meaning, he was being massive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knew where his limit was, and he ad kan, this is what I'm capable of, now I've got to be mesachin myself, then I can move deeper. Now I've got to be mesachin myself, then I can move deeper. Now I've got to be mesachin myself, then I can move deeper. But this is where he's going here. He needs, this builds with the Tovah Shnayim and Echad. I need a Chavar, I need Chavrusa, I need Rabbanu, I can't do this journey alone. There's a Shema, if I've got time at the end, I'll come back to the significance of the Neder point here. I don't want to deal with it now because what I want to tell you, because I'm just keeping track of the time at the same time. 10 more minutes we have, right? Okay. So, essentially what happens from this point onwards in the Sefer is he becomes much, much clearer. And in fact, over the next parak, over really parak Vav, you'll see that what ends up happening is he starts to refer to the Yetzer as a Chayla, as an illness. 3 times, basically, he talks about the sickness. Yeshurasha, Yisidachashon, Rabba, Yala, Adam. So they're really in Parak Hay, I should say already, and moving into Parak Vav. Yeshua Chayla, right, in Apostle Yud Beis, I've seen an evil that's a sickness, right, and so on. He says again in a few psukim later, or earlier, around twice he says it in those psukim over there. But I see basically an illness effectively going on in people. He talks about Rabbi Sotov, Rabbi Chalea, etc., etc. In other words, yeah, here we go. Yeshua Chayla Reisi Techa Zashemesh, Oisha Shomel Avalav L'Rosai. Right, things that the person just keeps trying to possess things and hold on to things. It's an illness. Another one he says in Pasuk Tesov, Gam Zoyra Chayli Kol Umar Shabbat. Right, with that word, he starts to move it a little bit more into Kass and Kovod and things like this. He starts to see the Ra that happens to this human being as a type of illness. There's a whole clearer perspective that he's had all the way through. And an illness can affect the brain, it can affect the mind, it can affect us all, but it's ultimately what it is. It's illness. And then in Perek Zion, he starts to look in the positive, the Tov, and he many, many times uses the word Tov. Tov, Shem, Hashem, and Tov, Yom, Amavis. And the theme, by the way, in the early part says, Tov, Yom, Amavis, Yom, 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 better to go to the base of the base Mishnah. Better to realize the shortness of life and start to focus on what it's about. Okay, so this is kind of the Sor Merav Ase Tov, the kind of the Zahirus and Zerizus that's going on. And all of this leads to an interesting juncture where in the 8th parak he starts to realize this, that what's going wrong with the world is that we need rachamim. We need rachamim shamayim in the world. Right? That's what he does. In, again, I'm not sure I'm going to show you inside the psukim, but you'll see yourself that he starts with Mikeh chacham yedeh peshadova, chacham asadam tayyaponavoyz, on Rishina, the Gemara is Doresh, which is talking about the Pesha Dova, which is the Gemara in Brachas about Yishayahu and Chizkiyahu and the whole story between them. And Chizkiyahu was ill, and Yishayahu visits him, and he told him he hadn't had children because he had a Cheshbon, he's going to produce the Rasha. And Yishayahu told him he's not going to make Cheshbonus, and now he's going to die. And then he tells Yishayahu that he's got a Mesora going back to Beis, all the way up to Beis Dovid, through Shlomo Melech, all the way up to Dovid himself. There's rachamim. The pesha dava is rachamim. You've got a tension between din and chesed. The pesha is din, chesed. The pesha is rachamim. Rachamim delays din. It allows time for a broken world to continue to be broken. And as the broken world continues to be broken, it's time for eventually it to be misakin itself. But that allows all sorts of disastrous things to happen. That's because we need rachamim, therefore, we're going to have a world full of Rashaim and so on. He's beginning to, this is the Havana of where he's going to. Okay, so the very Rachamim that we need to have time to Musaka in ourselves is the very Rachamim that allows a world to exist in a broken, devastated state. And then he brings the whole Peshara together in the 9th Parak. And here I want to show you what I believe is the Yesod is that runs all the way from the 9th Parak to the end. And it's basically a Medrash in the Keres Rabbah. You see, in the 9th parak, he starts talking a lot about this. He says, Kol zeh, nasati libi lavuris, kol zeh, the tzadikim, chachomim, odeh, biyad elekim, tem avok, am sinah, etc., etc. Hakol kashel hakol. He used the word hakol. All the way through the Sefer, he used the word hakol. He's always studying the kol. Like, the kol's number 8, it's a kol, nasati libi lidrish, a kol, this, a kol. He wants to understand, he's always trying to understand the big picture. But here's where he gets to. He starts talking about that, kimi ashe yechuba el kol hachayim yesh bitochen. Remember the struggle at the beginning. Should I have bitachon with HaKadosh? If I have bitachon, then I don't do anything. If I do something, then I mess the thing up. But I'm watching people crying. How do I have patience? How do I, on the one hand, feel a responsibility, b'shvili nivra olam, and on the other hand, sit back and have b'tochan? How do they work together? And the parak here is, in this parak, he redefines chayim and mavet, the one that we all know, rishayim, afachayim, kriyim, mesim, rishayim, even in the life are called dead, mesim, tzadikim, afamisof, and kriyim, chayim. That's learned from here, from this parak. This is where Chazal learned it from. Right, he talks about chayim yodim sheyamusav amesim yodim uma. Right, the living know they're going to die. The dead don't know anything. We're talking about living dead people. Right, and he talks about the difference between a kelab chay and so on. This is all learned from this parak. Everything's learned from here, and in fact, from that very pasuk, that's where Chazal Adorish is. And a person's mechuba al kol chayim. What is he saying? You see, it's like this. The very fact that we have complete bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the very fact that we know the sum of Lakol's man va'es, of all the different things going on, will ultimately be the tikkun, is not a reason that our lives are insignificant, which is what he thought earlier. It's exactly the opposite. It's a reason that our lives are infinitely significant. Because the chibur el kol hachayim, kol hachayim, kol hachayim is the integration of all chayim that will ever live and all the interactions of all of them. Now we know from our tefillahs now, the chayim is our normal musa. The guy in change it, chol hachayim doesn't really matter. But either way, it's the sum total is Yaducha Sela, is the Hodaat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sum total is the Gilei of Hashem. But that isn't created by us all sitting back and watching things unfold. It's created by the sum total of all our choices. In other words, history is being co-authored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and by us. We are writing the Sfarim of history with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's happening. And every choice we make arcs and bends and ripples and moves and multiplies and magnifies itself across history. So Dafka, whereas right at the beginning of the Sefer, he thinks, my significant choices make a difference. He was so convinced he has to make a significant revolution to the world, that if he couldn't do it, then who could? That he unleashed his own Yetzirah effectively and unleashed everything and destroyed everything and just trying to find this magical tikkun. And by the end, he realized, I don't need any magical tikkun. Every single Maisa is not a small Maisa. Every single thing I do is not tiny. It's infinitely significant. Because there's a thing called being mechuba al kol hachayim. I realize that I can just smile at somebody and 10 people, and they'll have a better day. And they'll make another 10 people each other, 100 people, 1,000 people, 1,000,000 people, 1,000,000,000 people. Within a few, as we now know, just as I think we all said, like from COVID alone, you realize every human interaction will, within 12 weeks, cover the entire planet. Right? So every maisatoy will bring, even without getting to the mystical, metaphysical, the Ilamas and the Pnimius, just on the simple chitzani world, there's a chibur kol hachayim. Everything we do ripples across everything. And a person is mechaber themselves a kol hachayim. Every single thing they do is capable of changing all that shukim in the world and turning them. Everything they do is mesakeh in everything. That's where he starts to get to. And that's when he starts to talk about things like, shlach lach mcha p'nei kol hamayim. You just send your bread out into the waters because it will come back. In the multitude of days, you'll find what it is. Just do good things. It doesn't matter if you see whether they'll have good consequences or not. Consequences are irrelevant. Yom Chubel Kol HaChaim, every good you do shifts the matrix of all of history. Everything we do shifts the matrix of all of history. Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mechabit to the end result. But the end result will be, it's not that Kadosh Baruch Hu will zap in and do a tikkun that none of us are doing. Is that it will be the revelation of the power of every single positive thing we've ever done. This is roughly, this is where the Sefer goes. In there, Yudhi says, if you've got to be very careful, there's a little bit of mobbish, yavish, right? You can have like a little bit of a dead fly that can putrefy a lot of good. Don't do little bits of wrong, right? Every little thing you think of little is not little. It's earth-shatteringly enormous. Anyway, more to say, but I think this is the aside of where the Sefer gets us to. And of course, it will get us to the final positive. So it's over called Mishma, Hakol Mishma. Only when you've got the perspective of Hakol, I say, Lekim Yeravis, and so it's a Shema Kizeh, Kol Ha'adam. This is the entirety of Adam. An individual, when it's not Kol Ha'adam, when it's a single individual, no, these things don't make any difference. When you realize you're Mechubel Kol Ha'chaim, then everything you do is Mesakin everything. Yes, Kol Ma'asa, Lekim Yeravis, and Mishma, Kol Ne'alam. In Tov Imra, everything Tov Ra will build the story of the Kol, and that's the first Kol Mishma. The thing I'll just finally finish with is this: the word Yireh Elokim, Right, that's the conclusion over there, and that's what's used earlier at least two other times in the Sefer. And in particular, I'm running out of time, let me try and say this quickly. What is Yiras Elokim? Yiras Elokim, the Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Peches tells us, I'm not going to read it inside because of the shortage of time, but it basically it tells us that there's a nafkamina between a Yiras Shamayim and a non-Yiras Shamayim in Halacha. A non-Yiras Shamayim picks up a vegetable and thinks they'd like to own it, nothing happens. Their thoughts don't count for anything. Why? Till they've done a Maisa Kinyan, till they've done an action. The reason you need a Maisa Kinyan is like a neder. You need to make a neder, even an Adisa. You need to do something that publicizes it, not just so that other people won't trust you, because you can't trust yourself, because you speak in multiple voices. A Yiras Shamayim picks something up and thinks they want to be koneh, they've already been koneh. It's theirs. They have to actually hide in Maisa already. And the Gemara says, because they're going for Emes Bovobo, they speak truth in their heart. The Goyner of Safra, Rashi brings the story of Rav Safra, is the one who was davening, and someone came and offered him money for his coat, and he would have agreed, but he was davening, he couldn't agree, so the would-be lokech, the would-be buyer, keeps raising the price until eventually he finishes davening, so he'll take the first price, and we would say it's Midas Tovos, it's some kind of Yashas. The Rashi says to the Yosef, it's Yiras Shamayim, and it's actually a Kinyan. A Yiras Shamayim thinks something, it's already there. Why? Because most of us are torn. We sit there with two hearts. A part of us wants one thing, a part of us, we don't even know which one of us is going to be the active when it comes to making the final decisions. So our thoughts count for nothing. So we're going to make the opinion. A Yiras Shamayim is those that Emes Bovobo. Yiras Shamayim has purified the heart with only one voice that speaks inside. That point of thought is real. That's where Shlomo Melech has taken us to this. The ticket of everything he began with, the chain that he loosened to let Ashvatai was the chain of Yiras Shamayim. And the ticket of everything is, keep that whole thing chained up. That there be only one voice. That's how you over the Shem B'Shnei Yitzarecha. That's the great mystery he was looking. You might not bring tikkun to the world right now. It doesn't make any difference. If your Maisa is the Maisa will bring in Kol HaChayim, it'll bring in a Sotavah Kol Nishma, so the Kimura, it's a Sotavah Shema, Gizeh Kol Hadam. And yes, there's people crying over, that's what's going to suck in the entire world. Things that we think are small are worth the Kol. They're worth the whole thing. So this is a big part of the Sefer. The rest, obviously, you have to learn a lot more. But so hopefully it gives a good overview of some of the Yesodos and the journey, because it really is a journey. The Tchilah Ad Sefer of the Sefer.
So, how you do it? Is it didn't? By Abaminim, which is no longer practically relevant this year. It's both in the Gemara Sukkah and Malchum Beis. Well, Dashan Lekatim Lechem Mishalachem. The Abaminim has to belong to you. The Kanam Chachomim in other means the Chavos of Yom Tovishu Shalchag, but Lo Vishal Chaveri. Elim Kim Masan Matan. You can't be Yotzer with your Chiv Abaminim on the first day Yom Tov with the Lo Vishal Chaveri, with the Abaminim belong to someone else. The Lechem is only on the first day Yom Tov because all of the Yom Tov is Midrabon and Zeichel Mikdash. Rabon will never Machayev Ochim to Zeichel Mikdash. But the first Akon has to, Abaminim has to belong to you. And it's because of this thing, the Gemara Likon, the Involvement Base, says Eitzel. I'm up there. Lilikni Inish Reishan Liyunoka, Vyobat Avakama. That's when Shungi Makne his Abaminim to Tinak Cotton on the first Yom Tov. My time with Yunoka Makne Koni, Aknuili Makne. So a person would be makne his abimin into a cotton. The cotton can only be koneh because ketanim are takers, they cannot givers when it comes to miyonim. They can only be koneh because das is in das tekes makne, can then be drabonim or even draisim, achag shenim. But they can't be, there's no, even drabonim, there's no then they can be makne. They can't be makne back to. So if you makne abimin into a cotton, so only if you won't be able to get it back from him, and he will be able to come abimini with the lochem. So the Shulchan Aruch read those a posh data, it should be a posh data, that you, if you fast yotzer, then on fast yantar, you yotzer fast, you do your tirasolah, and then you give it over to the katan. But that won't work for us because the kutzar is 2 days yantar, which yantar is after shekut yoma, those days yantar have a tinochem, the abdominum. So you wouldn't, even if you've been coming with on Thursday, you'll need it again for lochem on the second day. So, we can't use this eitzah v'shulchan aruch. We need neitzah. But we need to clarify first in the first place. Is there any need when you give the cotton? We know what cotton is del nane, and cotton is who knows how to be do the nanon. He's mukhiv in midrabanan. Sorry, midrabanan. Also, Mr. Spinner, he's mukhiv after Spinner to take to do into the soul. So is. Oh, so yeah, is the chayr what mitzvah's kinnach chayr? What's mitzvah's kinnach? It's the cotton does the mitzvah, what the god was supposed to do. So whatever, just like it's poshut that we not the kind mitzvah's kinnach of nulav by doing atum kach with the cotton, it's not akim. And who did if you buy a lemon for him? It doesn't replace an esrog. Mitzvah's kinnach says you should do the mitzvah what the gedolim do. So the chayr the one I'm dealing with avimin is lochem. So why shouldn't the cotton have to be lochem? But an answer for the pashtus that's supposed to say that the Rosh and Prima Godim writes, for sure, you have to mak the cotton. If you want to be in the Khan, so Mitzvah Kinnach, you have to mak the cotton. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring from some Akronim, they want to bring back from Lashon in Mavta, and even Lashon Shulchan Aruch, that you don't actually have to be makne the cotton in the time of Mitzvah Kinnach. So Mishnah Berurah wants to say the longest is that the Mitzvah Kinnach is the Ikam Mitzvah, not the Prophet Mitzvah. So we can add on a Svara that it's not visible, it's not Lachem. Maybe if you gave him a lemon, it would be clearly not, it's not the, you're not being, he's not being Skanach in the Mitzvah Mitzvah. But Lochem is not being more visible, he's still being the Senek in the Maisa Mitzvah. Upon me, that's some of the points in that, he brings from the case, from the Fidel. But the Rogue person, I think, the Mishnah Berurah says, is so similar to the beginning, he only brings, he has a Yesh Macharonim, but he brings the Ikka, he brings the Gotham. That's when Kamis is in it, he'd have to be Machinet to the Gotham. So we need to find another Itza. So the Rosh brings, Rosh asks the Kasha, he asks it, but the Chorid is a very posh Itza, I have to get it to the Gotham. It's on the very same Daf Gemara, Mem Aleph and Beis. Rabbi brings a Maisa from the full Tanoim on a Svinah, Rabbi Kamil, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lozman, Zara, and they only had one set of Avimim, Rabbi Kamil set. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kamil gave it to Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Shur gave it to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lozman, gave it to Rabbi Lozman, Zara. In the end, the Beis had on, they returned it from Gamil. Rabbi Medayik, Hexulu and Gamil. Well, asked, Lomali may Matsu, or was the Beis had on, they're Hexulu practically, why is that relevant? The Gemara says, "Milsa agavur k'mash melon matan amatlaksa shema matana." It's come to tell you extra chiddush that matan amatlaksa is shema matana. So seems to be there's something here called matan amatlaksa, and it's in the din whether it's shema matana or shema matana. Nafkamina ligabe avraminim. Nafkamina also the Gemara condition says nafkamina ligabe it can be kaddish with it. It can be kinyan kesef with a matan amatlaksa. So how do we understand what matan amatlaksa is? The Kipshut says that. Well, you don't understand it straight away, it's a matana. With a tanai, amanas lachas means a tanai, just like tanai b'negod m'nirvin. And from the tanai is here that you have to return the actual item you gave as a matana. And that's how the Rosh Tak explains it here, often not in Sukkah. Rosh explains the matanas lachas is a normal matana with a tanai like a tanai b'negod m'nirvin. So, it's a bit fair though, why is there a nidun then? Why is there a nidun in matanas lachas is shema matana? Why not? What's the problem? You can always make a tanai in matana. Why should punk this tanai of being machzer? It'd be a problem, and that should make it not lo shema matana. So it's even more shver. Always we say when we explain tanai all over is that tanai mil sachriti. It's an exterior thing, but the etzem chalos to be chal. You don't need the kin tanai. The tanai is not there to be mekana chalos. It's there if you're not mekana tanai. It's mevatel chalos. So Reuel Rosenbaum and Shea always says a marshal of a tanai called the Iron Dome missile. So you got the chalos is already there, it's already been fired. And the tanai there, from battle of tanai, it's from battle of whole chalos. I'm afraid it's battle of whole chalos. But it's not that you don't need the extra etim to be mekind of tanai in order to keep the chalos. We're showing you say that you can mokel a tanai. If I told you the shtenza, I'm going to ask you how we take down, how do my sukkah or something, then I can mokel you from doing that, and the chalos is still kind, I'm still there. I don't need to be mekind of tanai to keep the chalos still going. So in that case, is mamish fair? Why is there a tzadku matana sachs leishma matana? Before it's a matana, is it outside tonight? Why should the tonight affect whether the matana is tzad? So somebody told me, I think Rabbi Akiva, but Shmuel talked about this, but didn't go through it, so we don't have time to go through it. But I wouldn't have understood anyway. But so that's our aura to be aura on the Russian chapter matana sachs. But it's yadua that there's another chapter in the few Shem Machorim say, in the Shem Machorim, Thomas Lachazet, known in the Welt as Kinyan Lizman. The Welt, say, for example, from Shimon Shkop, that just like you can divide a chafetz into say dimensions, time is also a dimension. You can divide up the balance of a chafetz by time. You can only spend a full 5 minutes of it. And it's not chat as a shale or something, you're splitting up by time. Your kingdom can be movable by time, by specific time. So, somewhat to say that that's what's going on in Matanah's Lakhzit. Matanah's Lakhzit is the kingdom of the man. Shalei is Matanah or Ishma Matanah. So, in this, any such chat of kingdom of the man, we need to understand two things. What's the difference between a kingdom of the man, which the Gemara has a nidin, whether it's Shema Matanah or Ishma Matanah, but it is such Shema Matanah, that you can be Mekamim Sabim Minim? What's the difference between an Ashayla? The Gemara says, before, Shol and Gozla are not, you're not Mekamim Achem with a Shol. It's also, it's Ashayla is some sort of kingdom as well, you can't be closer. And it's Lizman, and that's not called Lachem. But Kinyan Lizman is called Lachem. So what would be the chiluk? We need to work out what exactly is the chiluk between a Kinyan Lizman, which is Lachem, and not Kashel. Another Kashel that the Rosh is Ma'ir is the Rosh asked as a Kashel, but because Bishnamal at the Rosh, Matana Maslachze, is a full Matana, the Kinyan has to be Machzer. So you wouldn't be able to do that for a cotton. Because if a cotton can be Kinyan, it can't be Machner, so it's be Kinyan, you won't be able to return it to. You won't be able to be Kinyan returning it to. So the cotton can't be marking him. Maybe the matana slack is a kinyan lizman. So l'chor you give it to the cotton for his man, right, along he used to be yoked with it. And at the end of the man, it wasn't actually go back to you. You never sold that part. You never sold the later on the man. So you don't need the hacking of the cotton later on in order to get it back. So why that l'chor the Gemara should have said in the involvement base that you can be marking up the cotton matana slack is a kinyan lizman. Now this is what the Rosh takes on. The Rosh read this before that L'chor, any Kinyan Lizman should be the same as a Shol. It should also not Achem, just like a Shol isn't. But Ktesa Choshen is Simon Rishon Aleph, Sukkot Dalet. He brings a few rice, brings two rice from Gemara's Rishonim that we find it could be a Kinyan Lizman considered Lachem, not like Shol. It could be a chiluk between Shol and Kinyan Lizman, where Kinyan Lizman is considered Lachem. His first raya is from Gemara Bavasa. There's a whole sugya in Bavasa, Koflam Vok, of a matana called Achrecho. Because Machne, a peasant can matana to Reuven, and Achrecho l'Shimon means that when Reuven dies, it won't go to Yerushim, it will go to Shimon. And Achrecho, Achorov l'Levi, after it will go to, after Shimon dies, it will go to Levi. So it says to Kshuta, that a Kenyan Lizman is mogable for Reuven's lifetime, and therefore when Reuven dies, it doesn't go to Yerushim. It's no longer Reuven, he only gave it to a Kenyan to Reuven for his lifetime. And still, the Gemara's Mefurish, like Donald Kuflam Zayn, the Gemara's Mefurish that, it's considered Lochem for Reuven. If you gave an Esrog in this way, if Achrechola, the Shimon, Achrovi Levi, you gave it to Reuven, Reuven can carry mitzvah with this Esrog. It's considered Lochem. So it's a Shmuel, it's all right, it's a Kinyan man, and it's called Lochem. So if this was only Rai, I would be not sure how excited to get about this Rai, because the Maestro, it's Klan Nagon, Achrechola, it's not the glatt Kinyan man that we've been talking about until now. One says, for example, Lake the Mandom, that a Kinyan Lizman, why is it? I'm like, about it. Big bandom the Kinyan Lizman is like a Kinyan Aguf in this way. You can come, I've been with it. Gemara says it's the Shemi would die, Shimon would die in the lifetime of Reuven, which messes up the Seydad Dvarim of where the Kibbutz should go. Then when Reuven dies, Reuven's Yerushim keep it. It doesn't go back to the Nais. It's saved by Reuven, Trevor, and Reuven's Yerushim keep it. So if all this whole Achrecho business in Babasa is just a Kinyan Lizman, so it doesn't make sense that Reuven's Kinyan was only for his lifetime, should go on Vita after he dies. Even Achami Shane is not here, but L'chor should go back to the Nosim. The Nosim only gave away for Reuven's lifetime. He only gave Shimon for his lifetime. So now Shimon's not here and Reuven's not here. It doesn't make sense for Yerushim and Reuven to keep it. It must be that something's going on with Achrecho. It sounds like Mitzvah the Kinyan itself that Reuven has in this Sugya of Achrecho. It sounds like it is a Kinyan forever. Somehow the Nosim has a Koyach. I've come from where the Nosim has a Koyach to be Machnet to Shimon when Reuven dies and then Machnet to Levi afterward. It sounds like Mitzvah Reuven's Kinyan. It's a Kinyan forever. It's not a Kinyan Lizman at all everyone said for now. So that needs a lavin because the space is more first. Space seems to be learning all the way that it's Kinyan Lizman and that's Zeraya. So that whole sugya is a big deal. Rav Shimon Shkop has a similar Achrecho and it's quite long and quite difficult. He seems to make it funny in between, but it needs ill. But the Maisa, so the fact that the Gemara says that with Achrecho you can come into Esrog is not such a big idea. If it's not Kinyan Lizman, then Osh it for Chen. And invited the space wants to learn that that's what's going on in the final slachter. Every kinyan matanas lachzeh is achrecho la'atmi. You have to know what the shal is. Is the Gemara shal of Shema Matanah, Shema Matanah Stam? If achrecho was at all achrecho la'atmi, then maybe there's a special problem with achrecho la'atmi. But that's what Tosh wants to learn in matanas lachzeh. And then also there's not such a great kiddush than matanas lachzeh. Tad Shema Matanah should be considered lochem if achrecho is takkinim forever. But and in my sort of Rosh asks that it should be an Eitzah Katan, so you can give a Katan Achrecha, the Matan Flaxi, which is Achrecha Latmi. And Achrecha also doesn't need the, when he gives it to Reuven, Achrecha for Shimon, you don't need the Reuven to be Machnet to Shimon. All right, Reuven dies. After Reuven dies, he can't be Machnet to Shimon. It must be the original Nisin is the Machnet, who's doing all the Haganah to Reuven, Shimon, Levi. So, Lechor should be an Eitzah Katan, you give it to Katan Flaxi, automatically, without the cotton tak, no, it will go back to nothing. So, tak of the close rights, and economically, it's an 80 by cotton. The Gemara didn't bring it, the Gemara was talking about stam, being makne, alastam, you makne stam, you can't do that to cotton because then you won't be able to get it back. And economically, my thought was it would be an 80 after being makne to cotton.
Sometimes we bring it a lot. So, that's what we've never heard of anybody doing that.
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down stam like the rush. There's no, my thought was is no good for it.
It's all.
The Ksei says it, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down stam like the Rosh. But the way the Rosh learns from Tanah Sakhs, it wouldn't work that well. So it wouldn't be useful to learn from it. So the Ksei brings another Rai, this perhaps more exciting Rai, but a Kinyan is managed to consider Lachem. Brings Rai from it, but he also brings Chin Rashba. There's a big Nidin showing about Lulav of Shutzin. But he also brings Chin Rashba. If he's talking about an Esrog of Shutzin, you've got an Esrog of Shutzin, an Esrog belongs to the whole Kehla. You could be Yotze with it. He doesn't say because each Shutzev is lacking it to each other, but he says because of Breira. So the Ksos Shatsu is coming from a Gemara Nadarim. Gemara Nadarim says you have a Chotzev, and Nadarim and him base. You've got a Chotzev that belongs to Shutfin. Shutfin become also by knowing each other somehow through Nadarim. Then they can both use the Chotzev, no problem. We pass them to both use Chotzev as Breira. We say when that, you say the Riven, Shutzev, the Shutzev Riven, say he uses the Chotzev, the north part of the Chotzev Friday morning, then we say that all along, when originally kind of the sort of the Chotzev Shutfus, then Reuven was kind of that part of the Chotzev for Friday morning for that particular time, the time he used it. And he owned it fully, full Kinyan Naguf, and even if the other Shutfus used it the next day, it's not a problem, he owned it for that time. So you see from there that's right from the Dorim, there's no issue, you're not being Nana from the other Shutfus, he's considered his fully. And the Rashba, he's also springing from Shani Rashba, the Shtel too, that Huadin is considered Lochem by Luluf, by an Esrog's cases. It's because we say there's Breira by Shutfus, so if the one Shutfus takes the Esrog, for that time, he's turning the Esrog, but just for that time. And it's fully his Kinyan Naguf, it's Lochem. That Lochem is a gap Kinyan Lizman, because if an extra Shutfus takes it, we say it's an inspired Breira that was his for that time. But still, the first Shutfus had only Kinyan Lizman in it, it's considered Lochem. That's like a quite a Kishmak Breira that Ksos wants to bring. Now we see from the Ksos that you can have Kinyan Lizman considered Lochem. So what tak is the tilt between Kinyan Lizman and a Sheila? Shaul Gemara's Mufurish is not Lochem. So this just wants to explain that a Shaul is only Kinyan Peris and a Kinyan Lizman is a Kinyan Naguf. What's the tilt with her? Where we define a Kinyan Peris is that you own the Chayfetz for its Ishtamshas. Your Kinyan is full something, it's only for the Ishtamshas, you only own the Ishtamshas of the Chayfetz. But whenever we talk about the Shem Bailim, you consider the Bailim of the Chayfetz, that's always the Kinyan Naguf. For example, Kinyan Peris is always Mogul Lizman. It's by definition, you only have the use of this Lizman. It's no big Kiddush that's split Lizman. Hashem Kinyan Naguf, you are the Bailim of the Chayfet. And we find, by example, the Sugya of Kinyan Peris Kinyan Naguf, the own Kinyan Naguf is considered when the Torah says something belongs to you. For example, by the Kurim, you have to say, the Sadomish and the Satali, it means Kinyan Naguf. Not Dom Kinyan Peris Kinyan Naguf, but Kinyan Naguf is always what the Torah refers to you. So it just makes a Pasha Tilip. When the Torah says Lachem by Abminim, it means that it's yours, Kinyan Naguf. And even a Kinyan Naguf, which is the man, is considered Kinyan Naguf to be considered yours. Yeah.
What time do you have?
What time has the show? Bad. Which say, what? The one who owns the Kinyan Naguf is man. Okay. He sold his. So in the Sugi of Achrecha, it sounds like, if Achrecha is Kinyan Lizman, it sounds like if he sold it, then the Shem doesn't get anything. But the Ferry wouldn't be. Even the Ksos read those, that's an important point. Even the Ksos read those, but it's not, but Thomas Lakhza, Bashali is about Kinyan Lizman, it is also Tanai. Everyone has been first, that's if you're not Makhzer, you know you have to have Minim. So you have to, even though it is a Tanai involved, it does a Tanai, how good for it. So it says, because Achrecha is Kinyan Matan Sakhze, now Achrecha, we know that on the Sugi of Babasha, if he sold it, in fact, it so it works forever. So therefore, he makes a Tanai as well, just in case he shouldn't do that. But, you have to say, Likula Amma, there is a Tanai. Otherwise, you have to work out why the Gemara is saying, Loi Hikzeh Loi Yotze. So yeah, you have to say, even like the Sugi, but the Ikazach of what the Shalom Matan Sakhze is not the Tanai, the Ikazach is the Kinyan Zman, Achrecha. I'm not sure exactly where it's back. I could ask me where this particular problem. Yeah. So that's the.
Give me a story of. Give me a story to you.
But yeah, okay. So like, what I can. Well, the Gemara Bava Basra has most of the Gemara's example of Bava Basra of my Kreikel Gemara says that Beikah you could sell it, that's Kreikel. Then we gave a Kreikel Reuven Shimon Levi, if Reuven sold it, it would like stay by the Mecca forever. Now, come, we have to say, you released it tonight here, or maybe there's a Svar, there's a tonight here, and you've got it. That's the sukkah. Like, well, it wouldn't be clear in the automatic outcome. It belongs to the automatic included.
Maybe. Not
the last thing. It's not included. Thank you. But it wouldn't be automatic. It would have to be.
The same shut in Bar Karecho, shut it if you still own it for the day when you die, then it will go to the.
Yeah, whatever's left. Yeah.
Whatever you own at that date. But if you sell it earlier, then
it's just done with it. Yeah. The Gemara does say about Tavos Lakshe. If we learn Tavos Lakshe, Zachar Kalatmi, still the Gemara says, Lo Yetzir Lo Yotzir, if it doesn't return, not Yetzir. You have to say that he made the Tanai here, or there's a spot that by Abba Minim that he makes the Tanai, and that works. And I can't be, but that's an omnis, doesn't what must include the Tanai. It's whatever's left, it's Zachar Echol. So that's the closest to look. What I enjoyed is that there's a Chiddush Godel in the Rashbam in Bava Basra. Rashbam is not learning a different Mahalach. Rashbam in the Bava Basra Kuf Lamed Zayin and others, originally one takes on that there's machlekes hanoim whether achrecha is considered the kinyan guf, considered the kinyan peiros. One wants to be told on that whether you could be yotzer with an esrog of achrecha. So that was the pesach of Zali Raya. But one's initially told you it's on the machlekes. Then the one's matzcha that no, the whole machlekes is whether it's like kinyan guf or kinyan peiros. But if he's not yotzer with it, why did you give it to him? Very strange gemara. The one's asking, one's whole dicho is that. If he's not Yetzir, why did you give it to him? Kashaf HaMaisa, why did you give it to him? Kachrecha, he can't be Yetzir. He gave it to him, he thought he could be Yetzir. He was wrong. But so the way the Pesach comes to the Gemara is, it means that the fact you gave it to him with the Esrog, Kachrecha, it's Lekula Alma you meant to give a kin Naguf, because what else would he use it for? So the Pesach lands that it means Lekula Alma you give a kin Naguf. Now, Shkram HaFanot doesn't learn like that. Shkram HaFanot says that the whole Machlech is about to have a kin, whereas kin Pairs, kin Naguf, but Lekula Alma includes the kin Pairs. And being Yotzer Yomitzvah is one of the Kenyan pairs, is a Hishtamshus of a Avimim. There's a very Shver Rashbam, Kipshutzeh, the Din Lochem, it's just like your Esrog has to have a Pitim, and your Lulav shouldn't be Niktam Rishay, but the Avimim should be Lochem. And Lochem, below the Torah, means Kenyan Naguf, so Kenyan pairs is not called Lochem. And boom, with that Lochem, you can't Yomitzvah. Why should the Lochem be the Kenyan pairs to use it? So it's clear from the Rashbam that I don't know how to say it, right? Vice versa, Lochem is not a Pitim. Lachem, the Rashbam held the that he's learning the Gemara, so that Lachem means the Kenyan to use it for the mitzvah. The Kenyan pay you to make a mitzvah with it. That is the chapter of Lachem. So, it's our chiyan now on the Rashbam, though, what's the chiluk between that and Shaul? We've lost the answer from the Kedais. He's saying even the Kenyan pay is called Lachem. So why isn't the Shaul called Lachem? So on this, the standard that the Rosh brings B'Shem Rabbein Yishai, perhaps he's also learning like this Rashbam. The Rosh brings Rabbein Yishai, is learning the Sugim of Hamas Lachzeh. We ask what's the difference between Shaul and Matanus Lakhzeh. They're both Kenyan payers. He's also learning that Matanus Lakhzeh is a Kenyan payers. Like Rashbam's talking about Lachem, but he's not saying Matanus Lakhzeh, which is the Tzad Shema Matana, is also only a Kenyan payers. But the Rosh Prince being Shai, very Shvei answer. The Chilak is that Kenyan, Matanus Lakhzeh, you're not Chayat Faith Ointin. Shaul is Chayat Faith Ointin, and the Huddin Kenyan Avid, the Rosh Adon. But the Matana of Saksa, because you give Matana, you're not required to pay for anything. But Tzorachin God, why is that a Tiluk? Why is that a Machalik? Why should we consider Lochem all of a sudden? If a Kenyan Paris is Lochem, you have a Kenyan Paris in both. Why should the fact that you're not Chayav anything make it Ois Lochem? I'd be very happy to get an answer.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechake Lecha Bekol HaLashon 03-617-1111